Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. I'm John Jackson, your host, and together with my co-host, Joe Seske, we answer all of your questions about lease options in real estate. We answer questions about sandwich lease options, straight lease options, lease option assignments, also known as wholesaling lease options, which is exactly what we specialize in and what I've specialized in since 2003, having done well over 700 lease option transactions. If you have questions about lease options, this is the podcast you want to be listening to. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there about real estate investing, but this is the only podcast devoted specifically to the niche of lease options. We answer all of your questions and guide you through actual real transactions, both of our own, our students, and our listeners. So what do you say? Let's get started with the next episode of the Lease Option Experience. Hey there, I'm John Jackson. Welcome to the Lease Option Experience. My name is John Jackson. I'm your host. And if you like what you're seeing, if you like what we're seeing on your YouTube channel, or if you're listening to iTunes, give us a thumbs up. Woo! Comment below. Subscribe. That way you'll know when we've got new episodes coming out, new material, new content. You'll know up to date what's going on. Like us. Give us thumbs up. Leave comments, questions. I will answer them. Matter of fact, if you have any questions, email me. Email me questions you have about real estate or lease options. Questions at leasingtobuy.com. Questions at leasingtobuy.com. So I took a poll on Facebook and I said, what are some topics that you want me to cover more or more in depth on lease options? One of the things that actually surprised me was how to close a deal. All right. Now, there's depending if you're closing a what type of lease option you're closing depends on how you close it. And depending on what party you are in that lease option transaction. For the purpose of this video, for the purpose of this training, I'm going to stick to a lease option assignment, also called lease option flipping, wholesaling lease options, whatever. I'm going to stick to a lease option assignment for this training because that's what we specialize in. That's what we do most of. So the first thing I want to do is this. Let's talk about this. People think that you have to close a lease option assignment with an attorney. No, you do not. I've done this for 18 years. I've never closed one single lease option assignment with an attorney. You can. That's totally fine. And there's going to be educators out there going, oh my God, John, no, you can't say that you've got to close an attorney. You don't have to. I do kitchen table closings. The reason you would close an attorney on a lease option assignment is so that everybody feels warm and fuzzy. You see, there's no transfer of title in a lease option assignment. There's no note created, no loan, no anything. It's simply a lease with a separate option to purchase. And then you're assigning it to the end buyer. So there's no need to use an attorney. You can. And if you do, it's probably going to cost $300, $350. And you can have the end buyer, the optionee, pay for that. But I do kitchen table closing. So how does that work? Well, it's pretty darn simple. Here's what I do. I'm gonna move my camera so you can see the paperwork here, okay? So I'll move my mic here. So let me see if you all can see this. So here I've got the paperwork. Oh boy, that was a fun video. So here is, sure, probably giving myself more slack. Here's the paperwork right here. Hopefully y'all can see it because I don't have a monitor to see what you can see. You've got the landlord's acknowledgments, the lease agreement, the option of purchase, the assignment, and the assignee's acknowledgement. Every person gets a copy of all this. This, although it's separate sections, the seller gets a copy of all of this. The buyer, your optionee, your assignee gets a copy of all of this. You get a copy of all of this. So what do you do at the closing? Well, the seller's already signed everything and initialed everything and signed here. So then you go to the house to meet the buyer. You go through everything with the buyer. Here's your landlord's acknowledgments. Here's the lease. You go through some items there. Your option of purchase, go through some items. You have the buyer, the assignee, sign right here is the assignee. Right there. And the assignee's acknowledgement. They've got to initial the bottom of each page and sign the bottom, okay? Then what are you going to do? Well, you're going to make sure that when you go to the closing at the table, at the kitchen table, the you know, whatever, that you've got, I prefer to have two copies with me. So that way, the buyer signs two copies, or they can sign three. But the point is that you walk away with a copy of the contract, and the buyer walks away with a copy of the contract. You then scan in, you put in your scanner, and you email the owner the final copy, or you make a copy and hand deliver it to him, depending on what you're doing there. But again, everybody gets a copy of every single thing. Now, why is that? It's because with a lease option assignment, it's about, you know, you've got to be transparent. The seller wants, you want the seller to see everything. You want the buyer to see everything. So you're closing, when you're closing this at the kitchen table, at the end of the day, everybody gets a copy of everything. The seller gets a copy, buyer gets a copy, you get a copy. It's not one of these transactions where the seller sees this but doesn't see this, the buyer sees this but doesn't see that. No, that's not transparency. You want to be transparent. All right. So again, the closing is very simple. And then the buyer is bringing you a cashier's check for your fee, for your assignment fee. And he's bringing a separate cashier's check for the owner for the first month's payment. Now, more and more, we're getting wire transfers and fewer cashier's checks. And that's fine as well. But the point is that the option fee is going to go through to your company or through your company. The monthly payment is going to be separate. That first month, that goes to the seller. All right. You don't want the first month and the option fee commingled. Why? Because when the buyer goes to get financed, you want to have those funds totally separated, right? Option fee, first month's payment, totally separate. But then again, everybody gets a copy of this. So great questions, great questions that I've been getting from people. But that is how you close a lease option assignment. Again, if you're closing a straight lease option and you're the seller or you're the buyer, it's different. If you're doing a sandwich lease option, it's going to be a little bit different, all right? But this is a lease option assignment. Whew. All right. I know this is a super, super short episode, but I just wanted to cover that topic. And we're going to have some more of these short episodes where I'm just covering specific topics, boom, 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 you know, within like 5 or 10 minute topics. So anyway, if you like this, thumbs up, comment below, put questions below this video. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to this channel. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, Uber Eats, all that stuff. All right. Thanks for watching the Lease Option Experience with John Jackson. Take care. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of the Lease Option Experience. I hope you got a lot of information out of that episode. Again, if you have any questions about lease options, email us questions@leasingtobuy.com. Again, that's questions@leasingtobuy.com. And again, if you haven't yet, subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on any platform that you're listening to or watching us on. Again, questions@leasingtobuy.com. And if you haven't, again, go to leaseoptionclasses.com. Get all your free downloads, a lot of great information, including the steps to lease option, a lease option calculator, my seller price sheet, and even my comparison sheet. Again, that's leaseoptionclasses.com. And we've got a lot more training videos there as well. And you can even learn more about the Lease Options 2.0 training information. All right, take care, and we'll see you on the next episode.